Thank you, Rob. Justin Kaufman, it's the download truncated version here on Tuesday after the Blackhawks win again. It's all they do. They need to change that from the to T-Pain. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. You can mix it up a little bit. We're with you till 11 o'clock tonight, and Amy Guth is going to take over. She's in for Patty Vasquez. We don't have much. I mean, thinking about it, we were going to do a whole new show, and I thought it was interesting because tonight we're going to play the worst, which is what we do every Tuesday night. I'm excited about that. 312-981-7200, and we have great stuff to give away. But we saw Alan Thicke died. Yeah, yeah. You didn't know that?
Wow.
Yeah, Alan Thicke died tonight at the age of 69 years old. He was reportedly playing hockey with his grandson, 19-year-old grandson. It was his son. And was taken to the rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead at the hospital. Alan Thicke, who, I mean, you know, you can say what you will about growing pains and about different strokes and all this stuff. And even I saw tweeted out that he was a writer on Fernwood Tonight. He did so much in his career. And also, I feel like a connection to him only in the sense that they play that Tax Optima Relief commercial every night, and it's Alan Thicke, right? And you're always like, oh, wow, that's Alan Thicke. Hey, are you getting screwed over by the IRS? That was essentially the bit. And so I feel like that's like one of the voices of our show because he's on all the time. He's on, no. So, yeah, so that's a bummer. It's a bummer that Alan Thicke dies at the age of 69. I'm sure there'll be much more about that on Nick's show and also Cochran tomorrow, so we'll talk about that. But tonight, for the download in our very, very quick show, we are going to play The Worst.
It's going down,
y'all. All right, 312-981-7200. It's The Worst. This is where we collectively bemoan the problems in society for prizes. It's a very simple game, and we bring some great people in studio to help out. 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call, you can tell us what's the worst. And this is sort of like a holiday edition, I feel. We'll probably get a lot of that as we get ready for the holidays. And we also get ready for family, and we have to deal with all of our families and everything in between. In studio with me tonight, Claire Zuehlke. Claire, how are you? Good to see you.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
How are you? Of course, Claire Zuehlke does Funny Haha, which is going to be on stage at the Hideout on Friday night, 6:30. Funny Haha is the humorous literary reading series that's done quarterly. You got some good guests this Friday?
Yeah, we're going to have Andrew Huff, who he created the Dearly Departed Gaper's Block. We've got Eric Spitznagel, Britt Julius, excited to have some young blood in there. Ann Forge, it is the Chicagoans column for The Reader. We've got some great people. So
great.
It'll be really fun.
All right. Also in studio, can I call you guys a duo?
Sure.
Yeah, Nelson Velasquez. Nelson is you've done this before. So I was going to say your contributor to The Worst.
Yeah.
You've been on before. He is part of the sketch group Salsation, which will be at the Sketchfest, which is stage 773 on January 7th, 5 o'clock. And your partner here tonight, Megan Powell. Megan, we've known each other for years. Good
years.
To see you.
Going way, way too far back.
We did Off-Loop Theater back in the day, and you ran the Wing and Groove Theater in Wicker Park, which is now, I'm not even sure what it is.
It's a tattoo studio.
as every theater should be. They are part of Los Improviachis, which is a improv group, which will be performing in January somewhere. You guys will announce it on the Facebook.
We'll let the tamale guy know.
Yeah.
Don't spread out the word.
All right, so let's play The Worst. 312-981-7200. Got a lot of prizes to give away, and let's get right to it. Why don't we start like we do every time with Pete Zimmerman? Pete, how are you, my man?
I am wonderful.
All right, what do you got?
And this is going to be a holiday edition for me. You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Are you familiar with these things, this group or whatever they are? They're not even an orchestra.
Is it like a Mannheim Steamroller kind of thing?
They pop up this year, every time around Christmas, this progressive rock band, the instrumentals.
That's like a jam band or what is it?
Yeah, it's like a progressive rock band. They call themselves an orchestra and they play instrumental holiday music. And they come into my radio every November and December and it just irritates me to no end.
Do they play like...
super intense. Like,
it's super... Yeah, it's like...
Oh, I see. Yeah, like car commercial type stuff.
They're... You know the guy that like he decorates his house Clark Griswold style, and then he does a music bed to go along with his lights.
I totally know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He puts the Trans-Siberian Orchestra in.
That's the worst. I just think in general that idea of the
coordinated
lights with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, that's the worst.
I you know what, though? I mean, a lot of people are starting to do their own twist on that.
Okay.
So recently, I've been watching a lot of Slayer Christmas tributes online, and there's nothing like raining in blood right on Christmas Eve. Just hearing that.
I guess that's probably the only way it works is when you can find a way to work Slayer into your Christmas spirit.
Slayer, Santa, Slayer! You know.
All right, so let's go around the table for your worst. Claire, what do you got for the worst?
Oh, well, if we're doing holidays, I got to say holiday tipping, because I just don't know where it ends and where it begins at this point. Someone asked me if we tip the people who cut our kids' hair. And my husband, who's not like he's a mellow guy, but he like laid down the law. He's like, no, absolutely.
Well, don't you tip when you do the haircut?
We tip like 200% because we're so embarrassed.
But that's what I mean. You have to tip on top of just tipping regularly?
You have to make a special trip.
Right. And we're not doing that because we, like, our lives are already hellish enough that we're not going to, like, make an appointment just to get our children's hair cut just so we can give them extra money. So we just always give them the embarrassment tip, and I'm hoping they'll just roll with it. But on top of it, it's like, how do you find the UPS guy and tip them?
So who do you have to tip? Do I have to tip the Amazon guys now? Like, they're all over the place, the Amazon.com
guys.
Probably. And then I got to tip a UPS guy, a FedEx guy, I got a mail guy, I got a garbage guy.
Garbage man, teacher.
Teacher?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to do something. Not a tip, you know,
like a present. Oh, those emails I've been ignoring. You're right. They're
like,
to all the parents.
Of a good
urgent.
Someone said a crossing guard. You have to do the crossing guard.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Otherwise, your kid's going to get hit by a car. So you got to do it.
Oh, no.
Well, what are they teaching him if he does get hit
by
a car?
What is a tip? Yeah, but what is a tip? I mean, you're talking like a $5 bill, a $10 bill? What are you
talking
about?
Probably for like a coffee card. I don't know. It's I think that there should just be like a system where someone comes into your bank account and takes it out and distributes it. And then you don't have to worry about
like
it.
Like a new app.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That should exclusively be what Bitcoin is for.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just for tipping.
Just 0.005 of a Bitcoin. Yeah, it's worth a lot more than it looks like.
Or just deposit it into everyone's Amazon account.
Yeah, exactly.
Right into there.
And it'll all end up equal. We'll all come out like net zero in the end.
that's the hope.
We'll all feel good about it.
All right, what do you got, Megan?
Holiday shopping. Except when you have to do it and you're in this weather. So you're in Macy's and you're sweating like a steamed vegetable in your coat.
Does Macy's still have the issue with the – I haven't been in Macy's, the one downtown, where every time you go in there it feels like it's 95 degrees.
It is.
Wait, so throw
it
your
still
coat on the
is.
Floor when you're trying on clothes?
I had my coat, my jacket underneath the coat, two scarves all over the children's department. I have a niece and two nephews, and it takes a long time to go through all those little clothes.
Yeah. That happened to me last week. I talked about it. Was like there was a Christmas party, and it was right over here in one of these restaurants in the Gold Coast, Rush Street. And I was like, well, I'm not going to bring my jacket. And it was like the first day that it started to get cold. And I walked like 8 blocks, and I was like, this is it. I'm done. I'm moving to Phoenix. This is it. Like, I made a mistake. So, all right, Nelson, what do you got?
It's kind of along the lines of that Trans-Siberian Orchestra comment. The guy, when you go to the holiday Christmas party and you're with your friends, and he decides that, you know what, I need to be the center of the attention. So he pulls out his guitar and starts playing Wonderwall. The Wonderwall guy. You know what I'm talking about? You know that, like, you're like, dude, I've heard this song ad nauseum since 94, bro. And you're going to play Wonderwall at the Christmas party. Seriously?
They were playing Wonderwall in the Five Guys the other night. I brought my son in there. I'm like, this is a classic. It's a classic. You gotta know Wonderwall.
You gotta learn the words.
You gotta know it. I don't even get him started with Champagne Supernova. This is all right. Nelson Velasquez, Megan Powell, Claire Zilke in studio are playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to your texts and phone calls. Stay with us. Going down. Playing the worst here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. In studio with me, Megan Powell, Nelson Velasquez, and Claire Zilke. We're playing the worst this is, of course, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And I've got three prizes. I got good stuff. I got a DVD, a Holiday Classics DVD presented by the Museum of Broadcast Communications, featuring Hard Rock Coco and Joe and Susie Snowflake and Frosty the Snowman, all digitally remastered. That's the key right there. Because I would just think that Bruce and the museum would just give you some VHS copies and be like, oh, man, this is there's snow on this.
Got Betamax.
Christmas package, including a Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for repairing holiday light sets, which is this is where you're at. I mean, if you have your lights up right now, I've already had one go out on me, like on the side. So that's actually a good. And a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for hot pizza on a cold night. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Wally. Wally, what's the worst, Wally?
Oh, like a day like today when it's deathly cold and horrible out and the blower motor in your car decides to start to die on you.
Oh, no. That is the worst. That's like the kind of thing where you just brought the whole house down. Mm. You hear that? Like, well, you just hear the whole room just kind of go. That's like not even like a laugh worst. That's worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Wally.
It happened, though.
Yeah, well, that's...
to me right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, are you like on the side of a road? You should call... I don't know if you should call GN. You should call AAA.
I can get it home anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
There's enough flow in the air conditioning system if you're moving to push some heat through it. But now I have to see if I can... Well, I can get a new part. It's just, do I want to spend like $200 and have it in 5 minutes? Or do I want to spend $50 and have it in a couple of days?
Well, those are tough calls around Christmas time, too. Wally, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man. Hey, bring bumming us out.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than car trouble in the cold. No.
It's too early. I was saying in the green room, it's like you know, January, I'll accept it.
The only thing that's worse than car trouble in the cold is car trouble in the heat. Mm. When you get the over, that's more of a 70s, 80s thing, where it's like, oh, the truck's overheating
again.
When
you put
again.
The heat on.
You're going to put the heat on. The thing. It's going to Mary. Mary, what's the worst, Mary?
Oh, the worst is actually cold weather in the middle of December in northern Illinois.
Oh, where are you at?
DeKalb.
Yeah, I'll bet. And you know what? Chicago is like downtown Chicago where we're at is cold. But I'll bet DeKalb is 10, 15 degrees colder at this point.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's awful.
Is it? I mean, is it that you can feel that you're from DeKalb, you know it, you can feel that it's like sort of deep January weather right now?
Yes, that's certainly what it feels like.
All right, Mary, thanks.
Yeah.
What's the tipping point? What's the tipping point where you're just like, I'm done with the cold? Like,
I know.
Like, usually, some of us live here our entire lives. And then... we don't move, and we're like, what's the
floor? I think after, like, four or five snows, like, because the first snow is, like, kind of fun, you know? I think after, like, a couple of snows, and then it gets, like, loses its novelty.
It's usually, to me, I'd still get angry with CPS, because CPS will have their spring break attached to Easter. And I believe that spring break and Easter, that's late April. And so you get to this point where maybe you want to go as a family and go somewhere else, maybe somewhere hot, but it's already getting hot in Chicago. You're 50, 60 degrees.
Right.
Put that CPS thing right at Valentine's Day, right? Because that's when you're like, oh, man, I'll go to Florida right now. I don't care where I'm going, man. Just anywhere that's, like, out of here.
Right, and everyone else is going to Florida in March.
Right.
A true spring break.
Yes.
Just give us, I mean, just call it something. I don't care if you call it. Rebrand it. Forrest Claypool, if you're listening, rebrand CPS as spring break. All right, let's go to text. We got some good stuff. The worst is when you're, this is from 705, the worst is when you're blessed with the texting trifecta of autocorrect, bad eyes, and fat fingers.
Oh.
Makes you seem like you're drunk texting when you're not.
Especially now that like it fills in emojis for you. So you're trying to like say, can you pick up the kid, and you're sending like a balloon instead.
I think the worst is people who text by speaking into the phone.
That's me. It's totally me.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't do that. I can't do it. I don't have the patience for it.
Because my mother does that. Sorry, Mom. And I feel like sometimes that doesn't come out correctly either.
And you sound like an idiot, too, because you're like, when can you come over? And so it doesn't, even on the other end, it sounds
bad. Saying the punctuation, totally weird.
Yeah, my brother changed, I forgot the words he used, but he kept trying to use a swear word in text. Like and it kept giving him a different word, so now he just uses that word. Like, he just goes to that word whenever he wants to. I forgot what it was. Okay, so 773 says the worst is when you want to buy a plain T-shirt, but shops seem to exclusively sell ones with weird slogans on them. That is
Speaking of holiday shopping for children, every T-shirt for a child and sweater in some cases.
There's no
just
plain.
Has a, like, world's best brother. Mm-hmm.
They've just, like...
Mommy's little favorite.
Was it Ed Hardy? Was it Ed Hardy? They just Ed Hardy'd everything?
Yeah.
Yes.
For kids.
Well, and the things that they put on T-shirts now. I saw kids' T-shirts that had the Sublime logo on it, the band. I was like, is that a thing that we're, like, nostalgic for, that you're going to put an 18-month-old in?
I guarantee that kid is not practicing Santeria right now.
Well, it is true. Whenever you go, and I'm this close in my as I get older, and I go to the clearance section at either Old Navy or the Gap. Those are good stores to go to the clearance section to get the $3 T-shirt that's maybe a little bit out of size, and it will say Old Navy on it. And you're like, why did you make a white T-shirt that says Old Navy? Am I that dumb that I'm going to go outside and be like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm just Old Navy guy.
Well, maybe you just are super into Old Navy.
But I'm getting closer to being that guy.
Guess
like
where
now,
I've been.
Yeah, now I'm like, clothes don't mean as much. I'm like, $3 for this T-shirt that says Gap.
Well, the next level is the golf shirt with like the corporate logo on it. So
it was a good shirt. Yeah. It was $3 when I bought it, and it's still on me today.
Don't you have one already?
I feel like GN? I do. I don't have my GN. I do have a GN little jacket, like a hockey one, but I need more GN polos.
Or a satin jacket.
Right. Until you get a monogrammed WGN, socks and
that's next.
Cufflinks and all that.
All right. So. Okay, well, I will. Nelson Velasquez, Megan Powell, Claire Zulke. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news, and we'll continue with the worst. 312-981-7200. We got a lot more texts and phone calls to get to. Stay with us. All right. How you doing, Rob Martier?
You know what the worst is, Justin?
What's the worst, Rob?
The worst is running out of sidewalks to snowblow.
That little solitary tear coming down. Oh, done.
You know how I am. I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
I'm the guy doing everybody's sidewalk.
Are you the guy that goes to the snowblower conventions in July?
I just might. I just might, man. I'm in love with my snowblower. Looks like I'm going to need to be this weekend.
Oh, there's more snow?
On the way.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Dang, I didn't know that.
What are you complaining about? You got a guy.
It. I know.
I got to do mine.
Yeah, you're right. We've been going back and forth.
Yeah.
I have a guy.
You kick back in your nice window there with your pipe and a little scotch on the side.
That's right. And I judge him through the window. He's not hitting the right spots. Hey, come on, guy.
Uh-oh.
Come on, guy.
A little more salt there. My wife almost slipped.
Come on, guy.
And a little more salt there.
I want this to look professional. No, don't half-ass it. All right. Thank you, Rob. It's the worst. 312-981-7200. 773. Say the worst is when a little old lady takes up the entire aisle and you don't have the heart to tell her to move over. Instead, you just stand there awkwardly. The worst is when you buy something at the grocery store, go home, and find out it's already expired. That's a bad grocery store. I've heard that one before, and I feel like that is something that is the worst, but then you're just like,
why did I buy this?
Yeah. I guess, and we talking about, like, milk? Dairy products?
And is it expired? Because if it's, like, milk, it's a day past expiration date, I'll take it. But if it's, like, rotten produce, like...
Oh, yeah.
See, my wife is notorious about if it's 30 seconds beyond the expiration date, it's all bad. It's just spoiled automatically.
Oh, me too. In the garbage.
Uh-uh. I'll let it ride. I'll smell it.
I let it ride.
Yeah. I'm like, if there's nothing growing in it, and if it's not growing too much, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
It depends what you're using it for, too. And I always feel like in produce, it's inevitable that on the bottom of grapes or possibly strawberries and the way that they package these things, that there will be moldy pieces of fruit at the bottom. And that, to me, probably gets me more irate than the expiration date stuff. Because I'm always like, you know how expensive? Like, you go to Whole Foods, man. I go to Whole Foods, and I get a thing of grapes, and they want $8 for it.
Mm.
Justin, $8
for
you
got to
scan the bottom of the container.
Well, and
you
got to
scan the bottom and make sure that
that's what I'm saying. For $8, I want this stuff to never go bad. It can't have any sort of mold on it.
Well, when you do that, like, sometimes I use Instacart or Peapod, like, during, like, if the kids are sick or something, and then that'll happen. But then I'm too embarrassed to call back. I'm already so spoiled that I had my groceries delivered that I can want to be like, well, my basil is kind of limp. So
that's Claire Zolke. She does Funny Ha, which is this Friday night at the Hideout, the humorous literary reading series, which is quarterly.
Yes.
It's quarterly.
Yeah, it's funny readings.
How long have you been doing it now? 12 years?
12 years, yeah. And it's basically humor stuff that is not stand-up, not improv. So people who write funny stories and are, you know.
And read it.
And read it. Not necessarily. Justin gets mad because not everyone memorizes their pieces.
Well, I'm just like, man, you guys know your own pieces.
No.
You know, and it's not like but early on, people were, this is from my anthology that I've written and I've performed 6,000 times. You're like, then get off book.
Well, the worst is when they've got it in front of them.
No.
And,
and don't read it, and they know it.
No, yeah, that's true.
Oh, no, I'll take that. And I always feel like, you know, they're usually in those cases, you'll get some readers who are cannot believe that they're on stage in front of the mass amounts of people that are in front of, in the case of the Hideout, 80.
Yeah.
And they are in, they have that sort of like strange shaking thing where they put the paper up and they're like, it was Sunday morning and I didn't know. And you're like, oh my God, man, put the beer down and do your piece. It's just, anyway, that's it.
So you're saying the worst is Funny Ha Ha, basically.
No. That doesn't happen at your show.
No, of course not.
Nelson Velasquez and Megan Powell, they are the Los Improviachis, which is an improv group, and they also, Salsation, that's Nelson's group, the sketch group that will be in Sketchfest, which is coming up on January 7th at Stage 773. Looks like a great lineup. Yeah. And you guys are our mainstay. You're in Sketchfest every year.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I remember Salsation. It's probably before your time because there have been a lot of performers. But mm-hmm. I remember that Salsation and Schadenfreude, the group that I was in, were both in the, I forgot the name of the festival in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
In 1999 or whatever. We stayed at the same hotel.
Yeah.
Joe Nunez.
Yeah.
In fact, Joe in here. Yeah.
In fact, we're working on bringing up the Latino Comedy Project up to Chicago. We're working with them right now as a kind of a payback for what they did for us almost 20 years ago, almost. So that was a really good time for us back then. So yeah.
Well, we'll have to do a separate segment on Salsation. Yeah, there you go. A little reunion. Mm-hmm. 312 says the word nog. It sounds awful. It tastes worse. What the heck is nog anyway? Use it in a sentence for me without using the word egg in front of it. Mm. I dare you.
Use your nog.
Dude, slurp into nog.
Yeah.
What up, nog?
What up, nog? Yeah, there might be that. There might be something there, right? 773, this one, I don't know what to say about this one, and I guess we'll turn into therapists a little bit here, but the worst is when your girl dumps you, but still plans to come to Chicago to be with you for New Year's.
Mm. Wants to get part of that Chi-Town Rising action.
Well, New Year's Eve is just the best holiday to begin with.
But you're kind of playing the odds, man. Like, you know, people go out, they have libations, you know. Yeah.
It's not going to work out.
Okay. All right.
It's not going to work out.
I'm just speaking personally here.
No, you're right. But here's what's going to happen. It depends. I don't know 773, and I feel for you here. But I've been in this situation. I'll give you my my thought on it is you're gonna be like, oh, this is going to go well. And it's not. And it's not going to go well because the drinks are going to start flowing. Then you're going to be like, hey, you're going to get all puppy doggy. And she's going to be like, I dumped you, man. Thanks for letting me sleep on your couch. But this guy's coming back with me to sleep on the couch. It's not going to work out. It's no good. I'm sorry. That's a bad. 773 says, I don't drink. So that's also the person saying that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for sure. You're done.
Yeah, don't do New Year's.
I hope she's not staying. She wants to come to Chicago to be with you for New Year's. Is she staying with you? That's where it gets a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're her Airbnb.
I feel like having flashbacks to like being 26 years old and single in Chicago.
Oh.
That just sounds like a bad situation.
That's worse with Tinder.
What are we doing? Yeah, what are we doing for New Year's?
Yeah.
You guys are going to take the Metro in? Cool, let's do it. All right. I'm glad those days are
over. You got an Uber?
All right. Let's go around. Pete, you got any more? You said you had this was going to be a holiday-themed worst tonight. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to just whittle it down to the basics here. You know, you mentioned kind of shopping and, you know, the beads on the clothes. I'm just going to say, you know what the worst is? stores.
The stores in general?
It's just stores in general. They're hot. Their music is loud. Nobody helps you. I went to buy a belt at a store down here the other day. And, yeah, I walked in. The music, I don't even know what they're playing. The music is so loud. I'm like, I just want a belt. I just want a regular. Is it just me?
It's you, yeah. I walk into a store and I'm like, yeah, this is a good mix.
Yeah, maybe I'm an old. You're just turned into an old. Yeah, stores.
It's like you walk into the big and tall store.
I will say, what gets me about Christmas time is I really, in my heart, want to avoid buying Christmas presents online. Like, I want to be able to have that experience where I go down to a certain shopping district, wherever it be, and walk in and be like, I'm going to get that. And I will do that with my son because it feels like, especially when it's buying presents for my wife or buying presents, and I always feel completely judged by doing that. Like, I feel like on December 19th, I get real in my head. I get insecure. I get a lot of anxiety about, like, I walk in, I'm like, oh, this weird tchotchke thing would be good. What do you think? Would this be good? And the person comes over and is like, oh, that's cute. What are you shopping for? Get out of my face. Leave me alone. Let me do this.
You should enjoy the lowered expectations. Because no woman is ever approached by someone else at the store. It's like, oh, you're getting a present for your husband. That's nice.
Exactly. I guess I should embrace the lowered expectations of the guy and his son buying his a wife's present, right?
On the
23rd.
Yeah, good for you, Justin.
Good for you.
Shop small.
I don't know, Justin. I bought a bunch of gifts online today, and I felt guilty about that. Like, this was too easy.
Right?
What kind of aunt/sister/friend am I?
The only thing that makes it worthwhile at this point is that it's a little bit of a challenge in my place because I've got a package stealer in the neighborhood. Mm. Like, he comes around, he's got us two or three times. I've talked about it on the show. So the only good news is that I feel like it's not that guilty because, I have to be ready to get this package.
Spring,
you know?
Spring into action.
Yeah, and I have to, maybe, just maybe, I'll catch the guy, and that'll be an extra present.
Oh, that
right?
would
So, like,
be.
There's a little bit more that goes into it for me.
Maybe
than like,
you need a camera as a gift.
Did you try ordering one and it got stolen?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It was great. And infrared on it.
All right, let me read some of these texts. We'll get through them, and then we'll pick the top three. 214 says, when your zipper busts and the only thing you can do is, quote, crotch tape it together till you get home. Oh, I don't even know what that is. That sounds like is that scotch tape? Would that
scotch
be
scotch tape? No. For your crotch?
Or do you you'd use tape, I guess, and tape
how would
up
that
your crotch.
Would that hold?
Right.
Yeah,
would
but
that
they're only trying
to
get
metal?
It. They're only trying to get, like, temporary.
Is
like
that like duct
home.
Tape?
Or maybe they're making a mesh of tape behind where the thing is. Mm.
And it's just...
This leaves more questions than it answers.
It's very descriptive, too. 708 says, the worst is winning $1,000 on a scratch-off ticket and having to spend it on a sudden expensive car repair on your spouse's car, only to have them trade it in a month later.
That sounds really specific.
I agree.
On that one.
Yeah. Hey,
someone's burning. Yeah, someone's burning right now.
It hurts. It hurts. 703, this is 773. The worst are extremely tiny pockets on jeans that aren't big enough for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's Why is your phone so big, though?
Right. Well, everyone's got big phones now, right?
If you got a smaller phone.
Your flip phone? You're keeping it keeping
your
a reel over there?
Where your Cricket at? Pull out your Cricket.
Jitterbug.
847 says Bruce Christmas Mobile. Music on the radio after Halloween. And 708 says the worst is fruitcake. I'm not a connoisseur when it comes to fruitcake. Is it really that bad?
Not when it's soaked in liquor.
I want to know what the 411 is on that Panettone, because the boxes always look so nice, but then at the cake, I'm like, what is that?
We get that every year.
Raisins?
Yeah.
It's not something that is sent to your office, so it must be okay.
I have a lot of experience with those because in Brazil, they are super popular. When we would go to Brazil, we'd eat those like every day. Those cakes are great.
It is cake. Yeah. It's more of a cake.
Yeah,
like
it's
a
like
bread.
A cake. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's really good.
All right.
And we have it every year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an Italian thing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there you go. Claire Zolke, Megan Powell, Nelson Velasquez. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will give away three of these prizes for three of the best texts or calls for the worst. Stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? Come first, the worst come 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 the worst come
Playing the worst here. 847 says, I take the time to look at the expiration dates when I go to the stores before I buy it. It's worth the time and saves a hassle in the long run. We pay good money for groceries. There is no reason to be embarrassed if the items are not of good quality, and let the delivery service know about it. I should have played some triumphant music under that.
Yeah.
It seems like that was like a that was really coming to your defense, Claire.
I think so. Although I felt like a little bit of shaming going on, like for those of us who don't take the time, like you don't have a second. But I appreciate the
sentiment. 514 says the worst is when you get a cold sore on your lip and you keep touching it. Okay. And it spreads below the lip like an archipelago of little sores.
Archipelago.
Yeah.
Archipelago. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Yes.
Archipelago.
That is the. Of little sores. Sore, but that sounds horrible.
And then your idiot coworker says, "Ooh, what is that?"
Oh.
And you say it's herpes. You want to touch it? It just keeps going. All right. Really playing it out. I'm not sure what the worst part is.
Yeah.
It's a lot worse.
I'm waiting.
There's a couple of layers
it's
there.
It's a multi-worst.
He's making it worse. You're just
it's
making
like an archipelago
worse.
Of worse. It was worse.
773 says the worst is when you're the next one to present in class and everyone is anxiously staring at you.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is true. That is true. Thinking back to class when it's like you're the next and you're like, oh, man. Well, next is no good.
Hmm.
All right, let's get to some of these. Let me. We've got our top three, so why don't we get to it? But let me read what we're going to give away. Third place is going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Number two is going to get a Christmas package, including a Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for repairing holiday light sets, and a scent keeper for real Christmas tree scent on your artificial tree.
Mm. Mm.
Visit lightkeeperpro.com. And first place is going to get the Chicago Holiday Classics DVD presented by the Museum of Broadcast Communications, featuring Hard Rock Coco and Joe, Susie Snowflake, and Frosty the Snowman, all digitally remastered. Get your copy at museum.tv. All right, so let's take a look at what we have here right now. Number three, this is 708. The worst is wearing winning $1,000 of scratch-off ticket and having to spend it on a sudden expensive car repair on your spouse's car only to have them traded in a month later.
Oh, man.
There's not. I remember there was one time that I got a assignment to write. A friend of mine was like, would you want to write for Modern Woman? It was what guys think, right? And I was like, I don't really want to do that. That sounds terrible. Like, the minute that came through, someone sideswiped me like I was parked, and they're like, "Oh, that's going to be about $400," and the gig was $400. And so I wrote, you can find it somewhere out there in the world. I think it's like either Modern Woman, Complete Woman. I forgot what it was, but
a
it was
magazine.
Like, it was a magazine back in the day. It was like the '90s, and it was something.
You were like the dude columnist, like you're.
It was like a story about what guys talk about at the bar.
You know when
I just rounded up all my guy friends.
You know when you're sitting in the car and your car gets sideswiped, you write for a magazine.
Right for
that's
a magazine.
What we talk. That's what we think.
The
about.
Next day, I'm like, I would love that assignment. That sounds like something
it's
that will
built
help
for me.
Yes, I am a journalist. All right, so that's 708. You're going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for your pain.
Yum, yum.
Number two, the second place is 773. The worst is extremely tiny pockets on jeans that aren't big enough for your phone. That is true. Those tiny pockets.
Jacket pockets, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have we not figured this out?
Mm-mm. Although there's a new jacket, I just saw a commercial where the whole jacket is designed to hold all your peripherals inside the jacket. So it has a pocket for your laptop.
That's...
And one for, seriously, one for your camera.
Oh,
one
like
for
that.
Your, like they're oversized, like perfectly. Like if you own a MacBook, you can buy this jacket kind of thing. So
you
that way
look
you
like
never.
The Michelin man,
yeah.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be bulletproof.
Yeah.
You'll be bulletproof.
Continually are stopped
like
by security. Hey, buddy, what are you hiding in there? Oh, it's my stuff. It's my laptop in my jacket. Really? Yeah, no, it's a new
Yeah, but imagine going through security with that
yeah, right?
At the airport. Just put the jacket on the thing and that's it.
That's it.
Being hot at the store, like not only wearing your coat, you're also wearing all your
I've got my laptop battery going next to me.
Yeah, I got cancer walking out of this place, but hey, at least I'm holding all my peripherals.
All right, so first place, here we go. Are we all excited for our first place winner tonight? The worst is when your girl dumps you, but you still plan to come to Chicago. She still plans to come to Chicago to be with you for New Year's. And his name is Matt, and he is on the line with us now. Matt, we had questions
I have answers.
Oh, man.
So how recent was this breakup?
Today.
Oh man. Sorry.
Can we cue the nostalgia, like the really sentimental music? Do we have any share? Like some,
oh,
some
God.
Sappy share? No.
He doesn't want share.
All right, Matt. So so you break up, but she's like, I'm still going to come hang out. Do you have something to do?
I definitely want to come see you and the cats still, so I'm going to come over and stay with you for 5 days.
No.
Oh, no.
Can we get her on the phone?
Did she dump you or did you dump her?
She dumped me.
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Wow. You got a nice place?
We were dating previously. We broke up. We got back together, and we were in the process of reconciling, and yeah.
Well, I feel bad. I feel bad for you that this happened today, but I also, I mean, on a day that you got dumped, you also won the worst. So
yeah,
that's kind of like,
yeah,
you know, you got to look at it both ways.
I'm glad my misery paid off.
Yeah,
it's not only the day that you broke up.
And hopefully we can get this to you in time, but you'll get the Holiday Classics DVD. And then when she comes over, you'll be like, hey, I've got a DVD to watch. Let's watch some DVDs. And she'll be like, you're a changed guy. You never had these before. Like, it's just it's the start of a brand new life, Matt.
Thank you, sir.
So what are you going to do? I mean, are you going to go with her out on New Year's Eve? Like, is the idea that you go together as a couple to some event?
Well, here's the thing. Originally, I was going to take her to see zoo lights and take her out to a nice dinner and everything. I'm an Uber driver, and I've got money to make that night, so I'm probably going to leave her at home and just Uber.
Good.
After midnight. As soon as midnight hits, I'm gone.
Do it.
There you go. All right, man. Well, good luck, man.
Yep.
Thanks for your thanks for giving us your misery. We appreciate
it. Hope it's full of good stuff.
Yep.
Wow. All
right. 2016 is the bitch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Thanks,
it's
Matt.
It's nearly done.
All right. So there you go. Matt's a winner. Nelson Velasquez and Megan Powell, they are the improv duo Los Improviachis, which will be coming up here in January. Mm-hmm. And Nelson's also in Salsation, which will be in the Sketchfest January 7th at 5 o'clock. Claire Zelke, Funny Haha, which is this Friday at the Hideout.
Hideout, 6:30 to 8, has had an endpoint, so you can get out in time for dinner. Come see some of Chicago's funniest, smartest people, read some funny stuff, and proceeds benefit Sit, Stay, Read, an awesome charity that
right.
helps at-risk kids learn how to read by having them read to dogs. It's awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Claire, Megan, Nelson, great to see you guys. Thanks for being here, and thanks for playing the worst.
Thanks, Justin.
In for Patty tonight, Amy Guth. Amy, good to see you.
Hi, nice to see you. How's
it
going?
Two nights in a row. What do you got on the show tonight?
Well, we're going to be talking with our good friend Rex Hupke again. Last night we were talking about a local charity that needs our help, but he's coming back tonight, and we're going to be talking about Trump and Russia and all that good stuff
that
we need to talk about. So we're going to talk about that, and also we're going to be talking with author, artist, aquatic activist Chris Bresky, who has really had an interesting adventure, all because of drawing sharks.
Drawing sharks?
Drawing sharks. It all started with drawing a shark.
Oh.
And now it's a book, it's an empire, it's a thing, it's a movement, it's all these things. So we're going to talk about crowdfunding and creativity and all those
That's
kind of
great.
Things.
You should get one of those guys on who are on YouTube who always try to mess with the sharks. I find myself going down the rabbit hole with that all the time.
There are things you don't mess with. Sharks are one. Alligators is another. And yet the interwebs are
This is full of them.
Filled.
It's just filled with them.
Filled with videos of that and of dressing up pugs and of putting cats on Roombas.
And apparently, and this is more morbid, yesterday we had a group called the Bangers on. They did the
Yeah, they
and
were
I was
awesome.
Like, okay, I was trying to find their stuff when I was researching them. I'm like, okay, so I went to YouTube and I just put in the Bangers, right?
Don't do that.
And all it was like on the street violence for Chicago's gang problem.
Oh,
like,
I
that's
see.
It.
My
what
brain
it
went a whole
yeah,
other way with
I,
that.
I would have done the same. I was like, no, but YouTube, it was just like, and it was just a ton of like YouTube. Mm. I mean, it was YouTube video after YouTube video of conflict and gang signs and like actual shootings where you see people. I was just, and I went down the rabbit hole. I did like 25 minutes of just like pressing play. And I was like, why am I doing this? I need to get back to Christmas songs. I don't know what I'm
doing.
Yeah,
I would think that YouTube would call a terms of service, you know, throw a flag on that one and not.
They must be fast and furious because it was something.
Wow.
But anyway, I digress. So sharks,
back to
alligators,
sharks.
And gangbanging, right. I guess, is the three things on the internet. Well, that sounds good. All right. Well, good have times. A good show.